seems so different here.
A little bit.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Doug looks very different.
He's very, very hairy this week. And tattooed. Doug went out and got a bunch of tattoos this week.
It's crazy.
I don't know what happened to him. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L. I'm used to hearing Doug.
I'm waiting.
All right, so Doug, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Doug's here. Okay, he's here in spirit, but he's also on the phone. And we have Keith, our illustrious, one of our field reporters and one of our liner drop guys now. You've done work with liners and stuff like that also, sitting in for the day's show.
And I'm Bonnie.
And Bonnie's here. There's just a whole slew of people going on
here.
Yeah,
it's a party.
It does feel different this week because, well, obviously, Doug isn't here. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to note that, like, last week, I think a lot of people may have heard this when we spoke to the Wonders, and Doug and I got onto this subject of smoking with these people, right?
Yep.
You heard this thing, Bonnie, and I'm sure you heard it too, Keith.
Yep.
And for some reason, that put the hook in me something terrible, and I have not smoked since, like, in about an hour and a half. It'll be a week I have not went nicotine free.
And I applaud you.
And you know, it's wonderful. And I'm ready to kill somebody right now. I swear to God, I'm ready to murder somebody. I swear to God, but I'm going forward with that, but there's, like, no smoke going out. There's, like, no smoking here. I got my cough drop. I quit smoking. I lose my voice. So, yeah, so that's one thing that's going on here. There's no smoking here. It's just kind of weird. We've done this before. It's kind of strange. Doug, you're still there, right? Are you still hanging out?
I'm listening. I'm enjoying the show.
We also have on the line, well, can I do the administrative things, Doug?
Do it, Scott.
Yes, give it a shot. I'd like to hear
Ghostly Talk is broadcast live from a haunted Warren Winery in Warren, Michigan, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also
on Monday.
On Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays, every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
right? I thought I said that.
No.
I didn't say that?
No.
All right. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. We're also broadcast through wonderful podcast affiliates along with regular AM, FM, terrestrial affiliates, all kinds of fun stuff there. So check us out. They're all on our PR/affiliates page. Check all that out if you want to hear replays of the show. Also, you can just download them off the website for free. So, okay, I'm done with that.
Doug. What would that website be?
Oh, shut up. You say it.
Doug is the one that does all this.
Well, here you do it.
It's www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you,
Bonnie. I'm not going to say it like Doug says it.
See, I always slaughter that, Doug, every time. I cannot do it like you do it, man.
Well, you did it phenomenal, I think. It's pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
pretty good. This is a special show, of course, because I'm not in studio in this. We're starting out with Elmo from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Report on Bragg Road, which is why I'm joining the show.
Mm-hmm.
After that, of course, we've got Keith Age coming on. And who's the rest of the lineup again?
Well, coming up at it would be at 7 p.m. will be Rick Bagheera from Burke's Lay Paranormal Society.
Oh, yes, exactly.
We'll be talking about some of the work they're doing. And then we're going to have the last, like, hour and a half of the show. Well, like, the last hour.
Six.
I'm trying to get a cough drop here, all right, man?
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to keep my voice here. From, like, 7:30 to 8:30, we're going to be talking all things Mothman,
pretty much.
Because as all you guys know out there, piss on that thing. Okay, it's out of my mouth now. I can talk. All right. As all you guys know, we're going to the Mothman Festival, fifth annual Mothman Festival next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk to Jeff Wamsley and Chad Lambert, two of our really good friends from that festival. So we're looking to break the world's record today on how many guests you can jam into one paranormal talk show.
Because they're actually having two in the last half hour.
So that's going to be
15 minutes.
Yeah, so that's going to be then we're going to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guests tonight.
Not bad. I applaud your effort.
That's insane. No, that's crap.
And just so everybody realizes, it is September 10th, 2006. The Mothman Festival is coming up the 15th, and we're going to be out there the 15th, but it's the 16th and 17th of September. The following week, of course, is going to be the
Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
And that's why we're talking to Keith tonight also. Keith will be coming on at 7 o'clock.
So there will be no Ghostly Talk
or 6:30
next weekend or the following weekend. Instead, we'll put up captures of what we've captured in sound at these events.
Yeah, what we'll do is the interviews we record with all the people out there, we're just going to take those when we get back on Sunday. And I'm hopefully going to have them up by, like, Monday. I'm gonna be too burned out, I think, to try to do any work Sunday night.
Exactly.
But Monday we'll have those archived and up on the site for people to download and all that fun stuff. So
right.
That'll be
without further ado.
Yeah, yeah.
I really have been dying to hear about Bragg Road. And I hear that the very person to speak about Bragg Road is on the line with us.
Oh, is
Hello.
He? Oh!
Boo, y'all. I'm back here lurking on the phone line.
Elmo, 8-bit from Houston area, Texas. Welcome back to Ghostly Talk. You're the field reporter there. You have been organizing groups galore down in Texas.
I have.
And I guess you're not all that far from me at the moment. I'm physically in Nevada at the moment, a lot closer to Texas than Michigan is.
still a long drive.
It's still quite a haul to get to you. But if I were to go to Texas, and I've been threatening over and over and over, I'm going to go to Texas to do this, I'm going to go to Texas to do that, that's because you come up with all these fabulous things to do, all these wonderfully haunted places to check out. And some places, they're not even reported as haunted, but still are eerie and have quite elaborate histories, along with some, you know, unexplained things going on.
Well,
Bragg Road is supposed to be haunted. Tell us about Bragg Road. When did you go? Who showed up? How much fun did I miss?
Okay, well, it was actually you that gave me the idea. I think it was about 2 years ago, was it? You mentioned going to Bragg Road with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And anyway, I had been meaning to check it out. Well, I finally made an event out of it. And what I did, you know, I went ahead and scheduled an overnight camp out in the big thicket. And the way we worked it was this. Okay, I had to fill daylight time, so I scheduled us an afternoon tour of the Kirby Hill Mansion there in Koontz, Texas. And that place actually had no reports of hauntings at all. But I figured any old house that, you know, it's over 100 years old, it's got to have something, right? So I brought my team out there. We actually started out with, I think, about 20 people. And only about 8 actually stayed for the whole overnight event. But out of that 20 people, I mean, they all made the Kirby Hill Mansion. And it turns out, you know, some of the psychics, you know, some of the sensitives were using dowsing rods and other various means. And they did detect a couple of spirits of small children in the house. So we're going to line up an overnight there real soon. And it actually turned out to be quite interesting. That's the old, you know, the locals here all know of Kirby Drive that runs through the inner loop.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby was a lumber mill tycoon, and that was his house. But that proved pretty interesting. So then after that, I had a campground lined up. And this was pretty interesting because what it was is an old Boy Scout camp. And it's called Indian Springs. It's around the Saratoga area. I talked to the owner. He told me it was closed for a little bit of cleanup, maintenance after the Rita damage. You know, Hurricane Rita came through and took out a bunch of trees. So I'm like, okay. So he says we could have the whole campground to ourselves. I'm like, excellent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get the place. We get there, right? This place had been closed since 1991.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's an old Boy Scout camp. There's still the Boy Scout signs up everywhere. He went ahead and opened up every cabin, opened up the lodge, the kitchen, everything. We had the whole campground just out of 8 of us, you know.
Mm.
And the place was so eerie. It looked like, okay, you've seen Friday the 13th, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was Camp Blood. And we actually nicknamed it Camp Blood and made it our base of operations. Very, very creepy place. And one of the psychics actually detected spirits of Indians there, Native Americans, roaming around.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. After we set up there, we made several midnight runs out to Bragg Road. Now, you have to understand, I'm not local to that area. So I don't know the layout, right?
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, Bragg Road, the north end of it is actually only a few miles away from the campground. But we didn't know that. So we were going around the long way to the south end of it all night long, back and forth. So we wasted a lot of time and gas. And now to back up just a little bit, there is a partner group of ours here in town run by Kim Montgomery. And the name of that group is Ghostbusters of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all week long prior, I had been begging them on the phone to come out with us and join in on the event. And they kept giving me excuse after excuse. No, no, we can't make it. We can't make it. Little did I know, in the background, they were planning on ambushing us out there.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And we did not find out until we actually got back that they were out there looking for us, trying to ambush us. But their timing was so far off. You know, when we were at the campground, they were on Bragg Road and vice versa. So they never caught us. It was pretty funny, though. They were dressed up in alien costumes, had lit up alien masks on and everything. I mean, they were really planning this one out.
Well, I'm glad you. I'm glad the ghost hunters in Texas have a sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have freaked out and started swinging at people if I would have saw that, I think.
Good for them. We had a sense of humor about it, too.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
What is the legend of Bragg Road? What were you looking for, aliens?
Okay, well, the legend, as far as I know it, is that there's various ghost lights that appear on the road. And this road, it's a stretch to even call it a road. It's more like a trail, pothole after pothole, dead tree after dead tree.
Sounds like a Michigan highway to me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're not looking for it, you'll go right past it because it's actually a fork off of the main road there. But the legend is, if you go down Ghost Road, and see, we were under the assumption the later the better. As it turns out, the earlier the better. Right after dark is when you see the lights. These lights appear. There's several different kinds. One is a swinging kind of red light. It looks like a string of red Christmas tree ornaments swinging from a tree.
Yeah.
The other is a kind of semi-intelligent ball of light, white light, that bounces around and zigzags down the road. And what I saw, I did see the red swinging light. We did not see the bouncing light. What we got on film was actually a solid, steady light in the distance that would come and then fade away, come and then fade away. And I'm pretty sure that may have been car headlights. Something I noted about the road, it actually curves. Not many people, you know, see, what we did, my assistant Shelley with TPR, Texas Paranormal Researchers, actually set up an investigation for the night. She had three groups in three different cars spread out and spaced out down the road. And we forgot our walkie-talkies. But anyway, we managed to stay in contact, and, you know, we managed to, like, put surveillance on the road at various spots. We all saw lights. None of us could find the source at all. But going down the road, when we wrapped it up, we made, like, a single pass going really slow. And by then, it's like, you know, 12:30 at night. Evidently, this is a local hangout for all the redneck youth. And this
don't
is
hold back. Let us know what you think about that.
Huh?
Let us know what you think about that.
Well, it was pretty interesting because they all had good stories to tell us. We stopped them as they were going by and asked them for their stories. And it got real interesting, actually.
Oh,
a lot of beer cans. These most of the youth had it together, and you know they were pretty convinced that it was paranormal. I mean, by 12:30, it was like a parade of pickup trucks, country music, and one thing I learned about the locals: you don't go down Bragg Road with your headlights on. That's reason to start a fight right there. They all go down with nothing but maybe their running lights on or no lights at all.
Why is that? I don't understand.
It's just so you don't trick anybody into thinking there's ghost lights. And
well, how are you supposed to know that, though? If you're not around the area, how are you supposed to know that?
Well, they must have typed the sign with the rules down or something. I don't know. But evidently there are rules, and a violation of the rules can really start something of a brawl out there. But I actually parked the ghost cab, you know, my taxi that comes with me on all these investigations.
Mm-hmm.
I parked it dead in the middle of the road, set up my night shot, took some still shots, and, you know, I got the single light, I got the swinging red light, but I didn't get the intelligent zigzag light at all.
Really?
Now, what the report I got from Ghostbusters of Texas is that they were at the north end of the road where we should have come in at, which was only a few miles from our camp. Mm-hmm. They were up there waiting for us to ambush us. So while they're waiting, they're taking pictures. They actually got pictures of the zigzag ghost light.
Are you going to post these up on the site, Hello?
I did. I've already put a bunch of photos up in the album. I had to kill my connection. I can't see what I put up there. This was last August. About August 12th was when we did this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through and check and make sure again, and if I can find more pictures of the ghost light, I'll put them up in there.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Well, there's stuff up there right now, though, for people to look at, you said, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I felt kind of sorry for Kim. She brought her Corvette out there. This Corvette, man, she drove it down Bragg Road. It's a standard. And she... Oh, hang on. I'm having some serious phone line here.
You can hear it.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah, Kim brought her nice new black Corvette down to Bragg Road and was on the clutch the whole time all the way down Bragg Road. So.
Oh, it's a manual shift.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, needless to say, that one's in the shop right now.
Oh, she burned the clutch out?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. Maybe nothing, maybe something big. I'm not sure. I know it was a pain for her.
Oh.
She went through a lot of trouble to ambush us, and I really felt sorry that she didn't get us. But as it turns out, it was good that they were there because they got the best shots of the ghost light.
Hmm. Doug. Doug, you still hiding back there?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening intently.
Well, go ahead.
What we decided was that we're going to make this a seasonal event. We're going to do this four times a year from now on. And we're going back early November to do it again and see if there's any, you know, variance with the temperature and humidity outdoors.
Hmm.
It was intensely hot. I mean, I would have had 40 or 50 people show up for this if it wasn't for the heat. But just imagine, you know, Amazon-like rainforest, 120-degree high humidity. Yeah, that's the big thicket.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Not for me. What else have you been working on, Elmo?
Well, last night we did a semi-overnight investigation of the haunted Richmond Jail.
Ooh.
The jail in Richmond, Texas. We started out at the Italian Maid Cafe,
mm-hmm.
which is a little spot in downtown Richmond. Upstairs is what remains of the old International Hotel,
mm-hmm.
dating back to the early 1800s.
Oh, wow.
And evidently this hotel, going up in it, it looks like it's been closed since the 1800s. It is really in sad shape, but evidently, it was the site of several suicides and a couple of murders,
mm-hmm.
and is supposed to be extremely active. Last night's meetup was incredibly large. It was a network meetup between my group, Ghostbusters of Texas, and the Houston Society for Paranormal Exploration. And between our three groups, we had over 60 people show up for this dinner.
At this little restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, those poor people.
I know. We overtook the place. And we actually manned the door of the cafe, and everyone coming in for dinner, we were asking them, are you with the paranormal groups? So we did catch a couple of unsuspecting regular guests to the restaurant.
Like,
a little bit surprised by our greeting.
Well, we've done the same thing ourselves a few times in Jackson, Michigan here. We've literally taken over the back room of the you were there for that one time, weren't you, Keith?
The Denny's?
Yeah, Denny's. Yeah, we've the haunted Denny's in Jackson, Michigan. We've actually taken over their back room like the mob, and had our own little private parties there and stuff. So we know what you're talking about. We've had these large groups that go to restaurants and just kind of take over, and these people don't know what to do with you.
Oh, yeah, and we actually had one of the most senior sergeants on the Richmond Police Force being tour guide for us for the night, which worked out really cool because he gave us access to a cemetery that's totally illegal to be in after dark. He opened it wide up for us, the old Morton Cemetery, gave us a tour of the cemetery, let us run around with our cameras.
Oh, wow.
And, gave us a tour of the old International Hotel. He turned out to have quite a few stories himself. He told us about the old gallows that used to be within the Richmond jail where only a few people were hung. It's funny because the lobby of the jail, there's like a metal staircase going up to the mezzanine level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where that staircase is, he was explaining to us, was the gallows. And we had a few younger members up on that mezzanine. And, I mean, even after he explained the story to us, they're, like, standing up there. So where did they hang people at? You know, like, right where you're standing, okay? that was pretty interesting. It was. And that old Richmond jail is pretty impressive.
Well, per usual, Elmo, you have more. You're always.
He's a busy man.
You're very busy. I mean, there's
very busy.
You're never spared for any type of activity you have going on as far as, you know, ghost hunting goes, and that's why we love having you as a field reporter, because you always have something really.
I don't know how he finds time to work.
Yeah, I wish I had that
hard
kind of time, man.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot out of you. I know. I mean,
Well, get this. I actually have every weekend booked all the way through November.
Kind of sounds like the ghosty talk schedule a little bit.
A little bit.
I think coming up on the 23rd. See, recently the organizer for the South Texas Ghost Tracker stepped down for unknown reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of Meetup.com's oldest and largest ghost hunting groups at 290 members.
Oh, my God.
She stepped down, and I was really afraid that group would wind up closed or in a really bad direction, so I went ahead and stepped up as organizer for it.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, not only am I organizing my Texas paranormal researchers, now it's South Texas Ghost Trackers as well.
Why don't you just umbrella them all under one unified nation?
That may come in the future, but, you know, I had so much going on with TPR, I was able to just split up the events for that group and hand some over to the Ghost Trackers, so now it's more balanced. I have assistance with each group, and actually Kim, the founder of Ghostbusters of Texas, is helping me, and she's partnered up with me with the Ghost Tracker group, so we're partners on that group.
Excellent.
Uh-huh, and I still have my assistants, Shelly, Johnny, and Fiona, working with Texas paranormal researchers. So I've got a crew going on here, and they are amazing, very amazing. Like, pretty soon, Fiona's lined up an event for us. We're going to go out to an old Katy Cemetery in Katy, Texas, where there's many, many unmarked graves.
Oh, really?
And what we're going to do is everyone's going to have dowsing rods. And we're going to try to douse out all the graves and mark them.
Oh, really?
So that ought to be real interesting.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, and on the 23rd, we're doing Old Town Spring again. Randy Woods does his famous ghost tour of Old Town Spring there.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many haunted spots in this one little ghost town, including a bank that was robbed by Bonnie and Clyde, allegedly. So that's coming up on the 23rd.
How are you going to keep up, man? How are you going to keep up?
I'm trying. There's one more big thing coming up on the 21st of October.
Mm-hmm.
We put together the first annual Grand Paranormal Ball. And what it is, it's going to be in conjunction with all of the local ghost hunting groups. They've all been notified. They're on notice. They're invited. Mm-hmm. We're going to get everyone together at the old Balinese room in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember or not, but I mentioned we did an investigation there as well.
Yeah, you did.
One of the old mafia hangouts, a favorite for Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra whenever they were in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have our first Grand Paranormal Ball for Halloween, and it's going to be a monster event.
Oh, man, we should go to that.
That sounds fun.
We should find a way to get down here.
I believe I'll be on the show the next day on the 22nd.
Yeah, well, depending on how well it goes, let's not make any promises just yet.
Okay.
It's only a really great time, though. It sounds like a lot of fun. And per usual, packed to the gills with stuff going on. Elmo, we got to thank you for coming on and talking to us about the stuff you've been working on. Doug, are you still hiding out around there?
I am indeed.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say? Because we have to go to break pretty soon.
Just that I'm. Thank you very much, Elmo. Fascinating
you.
Report, and keep up the good work, and you and all the folks who help, every single member of all those different groups, and your assistant organizers and everything. What a job you guys are all doing.
I owe it all to them, really.
Duly impressed with all the hard work that's going on down there. And of course, Bragg Road tugs at my heartstrings.
We'll be back in November.
Alyssa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Alyssa, too. Yeah, we're planning on going back to that as well. Doug, you know, we're going back to Bragg Road in November, so you might want to think about scheduling that.
Interesting. I do have a vacation coming up, but it is in November. However, it's already planned.
Oh boy!
I wish it had not gotten planned. Now that I know,
you got dissed again. You got dissed again, Elmo. See how it is?
Uh huh. Yep.
You know, one of these days it's going to happen, and nobody will believe it. That'll be paranormal in and of itself.
When you're ready, we're ready.
Charge up your batteries, because you never know when I'll show up.
Always.
But,
hey, I actually keep a sleeping bag and battery chargers in my car.
Nice.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I
am. You never
ready
know
to go.
When you have to pull over to the side of the road and investigate a haunt.
Exactly.
You guys are doing phenomenal work. Good job.
Yeah, great job, Elmo. You guys.
I also want to say that I'm extremely excited about this upcoming weekend and next weekend.
Oh yeah.
This upcoming weekend is, of course, the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Yes, we'll be talking with Jeff Wamsley and Chad Lambert later on in the show, like we said earlier.
Exactly, and then of course the following weekend is absolutely the what's going to make. The year for me, it's the humongous, the humongous, and the very, very well publicized and attended and event of the year.
Yeah.
The Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking with Keith Age after the break here, actually, about that again, Doug. Too bad you're not going to be here for that, though. You have to go and like be important and stuff like that, don't you?
I have to go do work stuff.
And then gamble.
Sure you do.
And then
sure
gamble. He's in Las Vegas. Who are we kidding here? You're going to work for like a half an hour, and then you're going to gamble the rest of the night, aren't you, Doug?
No. I've got work to do.
Uh-huh, yeah. You probably don't even know what day it is. Huh?
All right, Elmo, thanks again for coming on the show, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Doug, get out of here. Go away. We'll take care of the rest of the show for you tonight, okay?
Excellent.
Your baby's in good hands.
Excellent.
Everybody out there, we're going to take a break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Keith.
And
I'm
8-Bit. We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun. We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.lahosts.com That's www.laghost.com.
Hello there, this is John Kenneth Hutchison in Vancouver, Canada. My website is www.hutchisoneffectonline.com. Join the forum for very interactive information. You're listening to Ghostly Talk Radio.
with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. You know what? We are, like I said before in the first segment, we are attempting to break the world's record today.
Yeah, I think we're going to do just fine.
7 guests, 1 show, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
We can do it.
Lots of caffeine.
Lots of caffeine. I didn't make any coffee yet.
I got Mountain Dew. We're good. We're good. We're good.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Keith.
And we have on the line the illustrious, the master of disaster, the... What else, Bonnie? Throw it in. Throw it in.
Sexually splendiferous.
I have to say that. Very hot. Mm-hmm. Very hot. Very hot. Mr. Keith Age on the phone. Keith, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I'm glad Bonnie said that, not you, though.
As we all know, Keith, in about 2 weeks, we are going to be making our trek down to Louisville, Kentucky, for the 5th annual Mid-South Paranormal Conference. And we're totally, I have to say, I know, if you didn't listen, I don't know if you listened to the last segment when Doug was on. He's really geeked about it, obviously, and so are we.
Mm-hmm.
We were just down there, too, what was it, about a month ago, weren't we, Keith? Me and Amber came down there and met up with you guys. Was that like a month ago?
Pretty close.
I think it was like a month or something like that. We got to see the place where, you know, the hotel where it's being handled. It's mm-hmm. very, very nice, by the way. We sat and had a talk about how things are going to go, what we're going to do. But there's some new stuff that's been added, too, from what I understand, Keith. What else has been added to the event now?
Well, one of the things we added was a Friday night ghost hunt.
Really?
Yep. And we got a 4-story abandoned factory that's becoming just one of the hottest spots in Louisville people are trying to get into.
Really?
Yep.
And what time is that going to start at?
That's going to start at 11 p.m. to about 4 a.m.
Nice.
And wait a minute. That's Friday night, you said, right?
Right.
And then we have to be up, like I think, like 8 o'clock in the morning at the absolute latest to attend the conference. Am I correct?
Hey, if you want to get there on time, yeah.
Well, we have to be there on time, I think, because we're part of the conference. So I think we need to be there by like 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's going to go.
We can do it. We can do it.
I have.
All those speakers are going to be late.
Well, for the CPRI conference, I was going on like 3 hours of sleep a night. I was cranking it all weekend there.
Yeah, I know.
Because we had to be, they started the conference there. Keith, you were there, if you remember. They were starting that at like 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. It was starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, like 8:15 in the morning. So in order to get there, get things set up and everything going, I had to be there by about 6, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
That means I was up at 5 a.m.
I know.
After sitting up all night long, hanging out with people till like 1 or 2 a.m., it hurt. So is that what we're going to be looking forward to this weekend? I mean, well, not this weekend, but next weekend with you guys.
Pretty close.
Excellent.
Who else? I know there's a bunch going on there. I want to go through maybe like high level of what we have to look forward to for this conference. Who we're going to have speakers on Saturday? Who's going to be speaking on Saturday?
Pretty much everybody except for you guys.
Oh well, great. You're going to put it on Sunday. Thanks.
No, you got Melody Boosie and Troy Taylor will be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Goodwin
mm-hmm.
and John Zappas will end the day.
Okay.
I also got Rick Hayes, who I think you guys just had on the show.
A few weeks ago, yeah. Really cool guy.
Yeah. And on Sunday, we're going to have, of course, you guys.
We're starting off Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll make it a little bit later in the day instead of 9 o'clock.
Like 9:15?
I got a feeling you're going to be up all night anyway after staying all night at the training house anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one thing that we're doing here is we're allowed to talk about that, right, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
We originally booked hotels for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Keith calls me about a month and a half ago and goes, hey, do you guys want to stay at the Louisville Ghost Hunters Society's training house?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well.
And you were like, let me think about that.
Well, let me think here, you know. Pay for hotel rooms or stay at a haunted training house for Louisville Ghost Hunters. I think I'll take the haunted training house.
Right.
So we're going to be staying there all weekend and. From what we've understood, or what we've been being told by yourself, Keith and Jake, this is a pretty active house. Is there any specifics we can get into on that a little bit, or do you want to wait for us to get down there to see everything?
Well, let's just say if you wake up the next morning and you got scratches all over you, we'll say that Doug's been sleeping real close to you, or we know something's happened.
Well, my girlfriend's going to be there, too.
Okay, well, then we won't talk about that on the
Now, the only thing I can say is, if you've heard anything about any of our recent trips, if I wake up without scratches,
we're not
going to
be surprised.
That's a paranormal event.
Yeah, this isn't going to scare us. She's been breaking limbs, cutting up her legs, falling face first and down into, like, rock quarries. Mm-hmm. You name it, Bonnie's done it. So if she wakes up all scratched up and battered, we're going to go, what's scary about this? I'm not nervous about this.
I'll put it like this. My good friend Chris Stevens, I didn't tell her anything about the house because she didn't want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
After we did our investigation thing we did about 4 years ago, she spent the night there. The next morning, about 7 o'clock, I get a phone call from her. Why in the hell didn't you tell me this thing was this haunted? I've got bruises all over me and scratches. So you could have at least warned me. I said, you told me don't tell you nothing.
That sounds like fun.
How far is that? How far is that outside of Louisville? Is it outside? Is it in Louisville or is it outside of Louisville?
No, it's in Jefferson County, inside Louisville.
Oh, so it's inside. So it isn't that far from the hotel then.
There's so few people that would be excited about staying in a place where they're going to wake up bruised and scratched.
Well, I'm used to it. But see,
you got more to going on there that on Saturday before you even get to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You got the convention all day, and that leaves at 5:30 because John Zappas ended up speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 7 o'clock, this is one of the new events that we've added, we're going to show Spooked at the Palace Theater on the big screen for the first time.
Cool.
First time ever. Anywhere in the world has been on a big screen. Plus, they're going to show everything that couldn't be shown on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, really?
And as an added bonus, the Booth Brothers, who made the movie, and myself will be there for a Q&A.
Cool. So there's,
get this. Hmm. How much you spend now when you go to a movie theater to see a new movie?
It's like $7.50, I think.
I actually had to take an auto loan out last time I went to the movies. It was so expensive.
Pretty much.
Second mortgage.
Yeah. How much is it going
to be? You get to see it in the Palace Theater, you know. Almost a 100-year-old theater, and a grand theater for $10.
$10? Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun, too. I want to see that, too, so that's going to be, I think it'll be the best way to finally see it, I think, is to see it on the big screen like that. And you said this is the first time it's ever going to be on the big screen, too, right, Keith?
That's right.
Oh, wow. And that's just Saturday, you said. That's just Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I don't think we got all the way through Sunday. We're speaking first. Which we'll see how that works. We'll see what happens with that. Who else is speaking on Sunday besides us?
Then you got Dr. Ron Milioni.
Oh, boy.
And the Booth Brothers and myself.
Oh, man. Ron's going after us?
Yep.
Sunday's going to be a kick butt day.
Sunday's going to be wild. Ron's, as a lot of you know, we just had Ron on, a week and a half ago with John Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to seeing Ron again. He's always a lot of fun. He always great conversation always with Ron when you sit down and talk with him. Brilliant man, as you know, Keith. He's just 100% fun, 150% energy all the time too. By the way,
well, he just goes and goes and goes.
I don't know where he gets it all from.
I don't know.
But we're gonna find out because he's gonna do the all night investigation. Well, let's start out like this. At 4 a.m. Friday morning, he's gonna be here with me, and we've got press junkets we have to do from 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday night.
Oh my God.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then we have to be back at the overnight investigation at about 8 p.m. because we're actually going to do some shooting for different things. And then the investigation starts at 11 and goes all the way through to 4 a.m. We have to be there at 8 o'clock the next morning.
I'm going to be so crusty. I know it. I know it already. We're going to be so crusty when we get back from this thing.
Caffeine IVs
all weekend.
Nah, to make sure Scott doesn't do that. I've already got emails when he's full on caffeine, man. You don't want to do that.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I got to get over this. I don't know if I told you or not already. I quit smoking a week ago, and this is like my biggest fear now is coming to these conventions because pretty much the ones we've been to already, when you're not like listening to the speakers, because all the speakers we've seen at any of these kind of conventions are absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not hanging out and listening to those guys speak, you're outside smoking. That's what you do with the rest of the smokers, right? Which is a ton of fun because you get to meet people. I mean, let's face it, okay? Even though smoking is bad for you, it's a very good social outlet. I've met some really amazing people throughout, you know, by outside, smoking cigarettes like at school,
absolutely,
at work, or even at a paranormal conference. I've had some great conversations with people that way. So now I have to try to, like, go out there, and, I don't know, and, like, put a piece of celery in my mouth or something. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, or a toothpick or something. So
those candy cigarettes that are, like, chocolate.
Oh, the ones that blow the smoke out
those
the end of them.
Those will be great.
Mm-hmm. No, they won't. They'll be terrible. They'll be horrendous.
Well,
you know,
look
that
at it this way, okay? You can still stand outside and talk to them. If I could drive all the way to Moundsville with three smokers in my car the day after I quit smoking.
That was a rough weekend for you. Yeah. She did that for real. That was a rough weekend for you. So Keith, we got to figure something out about that. I'm gonna probably be swilling coffee nonstop, of course. And I'll try to maintain my composure the best I can, Keith. I really will.
Well, that's okay. I figure as we're going out the front door, the bar's right there. You know.
Okay. All right. He's like on the ceiling right now. Let's like get him a couple drinks and bring him back down to earth.
That's gonna make you want to smoke too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, alcohol and cigarettes. That's the adult milk and cookies right there.
So is caffeine and cigarettes.
No. Yes. Yeah, coffee and cigarettes. It's the same thing, exactly. So I have to watch that. What was that, Keith?
I was just laughing. Sorry.
Well, is there anything else we have going on for this weekend? I want to get all the details out there because I want more people. I want as many people to be there as possible. We've got a lot of really great emails from just piles of people saying they're going to be there already. Keith, I just wanted to let you know that tons of people are like, we're going to be there and we're looking forward to meeting you guys. So we're going to get to meet a lot of really cool people that I guess have been listening to our show and they've been to your convention before. So it's going to be a really great time, I think, for everybody. Is there anything else happening that weekend that we should know about?
That's all the events are happening. The biggest thing, like I said, is coming out and hanging with everybody that's there. You know, this is, you know, we do things a little bit differently. Instead of a conference type thing, you know, we do it full blown convention. You know, we want everybody to come out. Big thing is, you know, if you want to get there and listen to everybody and for you know, $10, you know, you get to come out and listen to everybody plus go to the vendor's room. You know, and if you want to do it, I think you better get there early this year.
From what I understand, the place is just going to be jam-packed. It's going to be jam-packed this year. Just judging by the email that we've gotten over here at Ghostly Talk, since we've said that, hey, we're going to be down there hanging out and come and say hello, I can only imagine the piles of email you're getting, Keith.
Oh, yeah. We're getting, just the feedback on this thing has been enormous and great. I think it's probably going to be the biggest one we've ever had.
Well, I can say firsthand that I've been to the location of where it's going to be at, and this place is really nice.
Really?
It's real nice, and I know Keith and I talked, and we were both like, wow, this is going to be really exciting to have all these people.
I'd be excited if it was held in a pit in someone's backyard. I mean,
well, Keith, you could have cut costs that way according to Bonnie here, man.
With the speakers alone, you could have it in like Bob's barbecue pit, and it would still be excellent.
The two people we haven't had a chance to meet yet, where we're really looking forward to that, is Melody Busey, who's going to be there. We've never really had her on the show before. We tried to have her on the show,
right?
But we had one of her associates come on to talk about Ghost Magazine,
right?
But we've kept in contact with her, and she's just a super cool person. So we're looking forward to meeting her. And then, as you mentioned before, Keith, Rick Hayes is going to be there.
Very cool guy.
And he's just one of those people. We've had him on the show twice, and I don't know. It's just I guess it's his aura about him that. We had a really great conversation, you know, and that's always fun. But I walked away from the show both times feeling just different in a good way.
Yeah.
Like energized. He's what I refer to as a pick-me-up guest.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who really kind of charges you up. And not because he's like a motivational speaker or anything like that. He just kind of tells it like it is and makes you think about things. And
Rick's just intensely happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he's contagious.
But he's a fun guy, too. And I'm looking forward to finally getting to shake his hand and meet him, too. So those are two people that we just can't wait to meet, Keith.
Yeah, Melody, I've never got to meet yet either. She was supposed to be a speaker with me at the AGS conference back in June. And she was also sick then, too. And I never got to meet her. Got to meet her co-partner, I think it was. Well, I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot of fun. There's going to be a busy weekend, obviously. There's going to be a lot going on. I still need some – you can't tell us anything. You don't want to tell us anything about the LGHS training house, though, huh? We can't get any information on that?
Not much.
Let me just put it this way. It can be very intense or it can be very boring.
I don't want any information.
Well, here's the thing. That's totally cool. Well, here's the thing. You know, and I'm not saying anything – This is a completely different situation, too. But when we went to the Sally House, almost 2 years ago now.
Yep.
Jeez, it was almost 2 years ago. I'm sure you know all the stories, Keith. We know all the stories and stuff like that. And we went there, we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
We had no idea what to expect. And I have to say, And Bonnie, I said this over and over. Bonnie and I slept on the same little that air mattress mm-hmm. thing that in the middle of the night it dies, and then you wake up covered in rubber or whatever it is. Like it hot dogs you in, and you're the meat. It turns you into a giant hot dog. But I have to say, we stayed there for three nights.
Three
nights, I believe. It was three mm-hmm. nights. And I slept really good, Keith.
Yeah.
I slept real deep. I got really good rest. I don't know what my deal was. We'll have to see what happens here. I'm not saying like, oh, I'll take on anything you got, Keith. Yeah, I'm not scared of anything. But it was just kind of strange. So I'm really curious to see what happens at this house, you know, what we may have to deal with if we're trying to sleep. So, yeah, I guess Bonnie's right. We should hold off on the details.
I'm just excited to see what happens. Whether anything happens or not, I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to that, too. Keith, you got a couple extra minutes here?
Sure.
I was thinking about this before the show, right?
Okay.
And I don't know what your opinion is on this, but I figured we got a few minutes here to possibly spare. So I figured I might read this. And I'm sure people are going to be like, what are you talking about this for? This is a paranormal talk show. But as a lot of you know, this past Monday, a very famous person passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know who we're talking about yet, Keith, do you?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here watching a tribute to him right now.
Yeah, over on the AP, let's just say. And we were out ghost hunting that night.
Yes.
We were out ghost hunting this past, it had been Monday morning / Sunday night, I guess
mm-hmm.
you call it. And we left the last location we were at. And the radio, we were listening to Coast AM, ironically. And on the commercial breaks, they said that Steve Irwin passed away. And, I mean, we were totally blown away by this. The whole car. I was in the car with John Statler, our buddy John, and his girlfriend Amber, and me and my girlfriend Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all blown away by this. And I wrote something about this. I don't really write too much anymore nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt compelled that I had to write something about this. Do you got a couple minutes you want to hang out and listen to this, Keith?
Sure. Sure, that
looks
cool.
I'm going to just read this thing off, all right? And if I start crying...
Then I'll snatch it from you and finish.
Well, a lot of people, you know, I mean...
I'll hug you.
This show...
I'll hug you, I'll finish reading it.
This show has really taken a lot of weird turns over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the turns it's taken is that we really... I know it took me... I tell people this all the time, that it's taken me time to study things otherworldly to really understand more about the world around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it comes down to things like conservation and respect to your environment. And that's something that Steve Irwin, who
mm-hmm.
we're talking about, was a big proponent of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to read really briefly what I wrote about this.
Okay.
Cool? So this is kind of like editorial by Scott L. I guess that's what you can call it. I spent a couple days trying to think of something to say about this. To be quite honest, I have been in shock since I heard about this very early Monday morning after a night of ghost hunting. I read what a friend, Nathan, posted on the Ghostly Talk website.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, in quote, a week ago someone asked me what I would like to do besides go on a really big investigation, as in paranormal investigation. I told them about the only thing I could they could offer me to keep me away from a cool ghost hunt would be the chance to go on an outing with the croc hunter.
Mm-hmm.
end quote. That was like an echo of my thoughts. I told Nathan this, too. You know, we talk to Nathan quite often. Anyone who knows me knows how much I love and respect the animal kingdom, and it has been a dream of mine to go on safari also to see the beautiful creatures that help keep this planet spinning every day. This is what the croc hunter was able to do every day, and I envy him for that. I think the 44 years that Mr. Steve Irwin graced all of us with his presence were probably more exciting and fulfilling than the average 70 or 80 years the most everyone else has on this planet.
Absolutely.
The croc hunter was a true conservationist who respected and loved every creature he came in contact with. I was watching Steve's interview with the people over at that very large news conglomerate,
mm-hmm.
and he was on Larry King a couple of years ago, and Larry King asked him, basically, I'm going to paraphrase this. Larry King basically asked him and said, is it true that you trust animals more than you trust humans?
Mm-hmm.
And what I actually wrote here along with this is, and he literally, Steve, raised his fist and said, yes. He was like, you know, raising his fist in the air, kind of like cheering himself on, right? And paraphrasing, he said, yes, I believe that if you are well-researched and prepared for the animals you are going to be dealing with, you will be fine. The animal is not going to just turn around and stab you in the back. I can't say the same thing about people, though. Right on, man. I almost cried when I heard that, honestly. That was just like this past Monday night. Mm-hmm. Amber and me were watching TV. Going on. Is everybody still awake here?
Oh, yeah.
The thing that was weird about last weekend, I noted this too. I have to say that two strange things happened to me. One a day before Steve was killed, and one on the day Steve was killed. Number one, Amber Rose and I went to the Detroit Zoo. I talked about this last weekend, mm-hmm. over this past weekend, a place I have not been to in the better part of 25 years almost. Mm-hmm. And it just popped in my head last weekend, like, hey, babe, let's go to the zoo. The weather's going to start getting cold. We won't be able to do it.
It's a fun place.
It was pretty cool. And I wrote that here. I was shaving, and it just popped in my head. Hey, babe, let's go to the zoo. And then number two, and this is kind of creepy. After hearing the news of Steve's death earlier that morning on Monday, I was combing the internet to find a nice picture of Steve to put up on the Ghostly Talk site. I'm sure mm-hmm. you guys have all seen that. Out of respect. And to much of my surprise, I found out that Steve was born on February 22nd, 1962.
Mm-hmm.
May not be very surprising, but it will be after I read this. I was born on February 22nd, 1975.
I know when your birthday is. So.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling the listening audience. Mm-hmm. We do have a listening audience, Bonnie.
We do.
So that was that was kind of weird, right? I tripped out. Steve showed his love for our planet's creatures every day to millions of people all over. His excitement was infectious, and he could make a person laugh all at the same time. I can't count how many times I have done my Croc Hunter impersonation in conversations at parties and even on this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We would all crack up, and I think that Mr. Irwin knew that it made people laugh. His whole mm-hmm. thing, right?
His demeanor.
Yeah, his demeanor. But he never changed. It was all who he was, and he was proud of that. If it was all an act, you know, he sure had me fooled as mm-hmm. far as his compassion, his excitement, and his passion for what he did. Okay, we're almost done here. In closing, though, I have to say I've seen some mixed opinions on this subject in the last, more or less week now, for and against the Croc Hunter's cause. Here is my opinion. Mr. Steve Irwin was an enigmatic character who made me laugh, helped me learn, and put a smile on my face always when he would say, "Woohoo!" I used to love when he said that. I used to love that, right? And he touched my heart with his kindness and generosity towards the creatures of our planet. If I could talk to his wife, Terry, and his two children, Bindi Sue and Bob Clarence, I would say, be proud of Steve for who he was, because he was a man who was larger than life. Steve had more love in his thumb than most people can muster up in a decade for the things and beings he could not even verbally communicate with. This is for animals he couldn't even, you know, he couldn't talk to them. Steve did not die in vain. He was responsible for many young people's rethinking about this planet and its inhabitants, and not just perishable things and beings, but with a new sense of respect and love. May your soul rest in peace, mate, and may your love and compassion ride with us on all of our journeys. So that's what I wanted to say about that thing right there.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very good.
Thank you.
I know that when you sent out on your MySpace.
Yeah, I said. I kind of posted it all over the place, but I felt that I needed to throw that out there. I said, hey, if we got a couple extra minutes here, I'm going to do that. So thanks, Keith, for giving me that time. You know,
hey, no problem.
I think people are going to be like, well, you know, Ed Warren just passed away recently. And of course, I'm very upset about that, you know. But Ed Warren, I mean, I didn't really. That's the reason being is I don't think I really had as more of a personal relationship, it seemed, with Ed Warren as I did the Croc Hunter. I mean, I used to always read stuff that he was working on, and I could really relate with a lot of things he was doing. That's why I guess this kind of really knocked the wind out of me, along with a lot of the listeners of Ghostly Talk. I've got a ton of emails on this from people. So rest in peace, Steve. That's our little dedication to you. Why don't we take a quick break, though? Keith, thank you for coming on the show. We always appreciate it. And we're going to be there in 2 weeks, man, the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. I can't wait. It's going to be totally cool.
What's the website?
What's the website?
www.louisvillegs.com.
And on there you can link to the actual the information on the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. We want to see you all out there. If you can get out there, please get on out there.
Absolutely.
Keith, thanks again for coming on the show. Hang on the line for 1 second, okay?
All right.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Keith.
We'll be right back after this.